So do I have your permission to conduct the interview?
Is that good? Yeah, of course.
And to record you is okay?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay. All right. And then as of right now, if I choose to take some of the things you said, can I put them together so that other people can hear them?
That's fine.
And I think we'll be out of here in like 40 minutes or so, give or take, mm-hmm. depending on things, look at it. But I'm going to tack back and forth to sort of general conversational stuff between us like we were doing before.
Yeah.
And questions.
Okay.
No right or wrong answer to the questions. If we go away from the questions and leave them behind, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, I'll have a question that I'd like to know an answer to.
Okay.
And I might pull us back to one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be more like a conversation than like question, answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sounds cool. Good. Yeah, exactly. You know, like Kupita's like focusing on minority, but me like being Hispanic, I feel like I'm more of a minority. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel there's
especially
more.
Especially here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like especially coming from like 96%, you know, coming here, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? I guess I'm just sort of wondering what it feels like to walk around campus here because you know,
good question.
Like walking around LA.
Yeah, it's very diverse.
You
it's
see
very,
everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, depending where you are.
Yeah. Well, every now and then I do get stares, like people look at me like, "Who are you?"
Really?
Like if you don't belong here.
Usually I'm.
And it's funny because you know that banner in front of the library where it says, like, right. Yeah, yeah. That's a sign that, like, caught my attention. Like, wow, like, yeah, speaking know, towards
to
me.
Acknowledge
like,
your
now that I'm here, it's like, wow. Like, right, that lied to me, you know, like, false advertisement. I don't
usually,
feel like
some, sometimes you kind of get that.
I don't feel it's, like, specifically, nasty well, stare. I don't want to blame it on, but I feel like it's more, like, students. I feel like students don't have, like, knowledge of acceptance of diversity.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, they mean
like, hi, how are you?
Their own kind, I guess.
What? From who? It could be anybody, but I'm seeing it more in sort of like in males.
Males?
Personally, it's males? Just you can also you can tell how like some like when you look at certain faculty or you look at certain people, they give you like a dirty look.
Females as a category across campus.
Females.
Can you think of an example?
You don't have to use a name.
I don't really have an example. Well, maybe walking on campus. I walk past the faculty and they kind of just look at you like that.
They give you the side eye.
Yeah, and then keep on walking. You're like, I'm not even paying attention to you, sir. Or right. Ma'am.
Right.
And
so that, hello is out. If you don't mind me asking, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in some of the older people that sometimes show up on campus, they seem to really be uncomfortable when they see me, which makes me uncomfortable. Like, I don't care that you're here or that you're around me. I'm focused on what I'm doing. But once you show that you're uncomfortable around me, I'm uncomfortable and wondering why.
Type of feel when I got here.
Well, what does
and
that
I think that happens. That might happen.
Things got different. I was in a predominantly white school.
Okay.
And just like, I wasn't used to being around that many white people at the time.
So what did that mean?
I guess I was in a place, an unknown place where I didn't feel comfortable yet.
Because back home, it's like being Hispanic, it's like nothing. So but here, it's like, wow, you're Hispanic.
What was comfortable? What was uncomfortable and what helped you become?
I need to like learn more about me because that's something that makes me special here. Right. As opposed to in LA, where it's just like everyone's Hispanic. So, like, you know what I mean? Like,
what was uncomfortable?
Had you ever seen suburbs like these
people coming up to me?
Not really.
Hi, how are you?
It's weird, isn't it?
Different, yeah.
Usually I
mean, it looks
Cleveland,
nice, don't get me wrong.
Usually
yeah,
no, scared
yeah,
me.
Yeah, very relaxing.
So you have this feeling of people looking at you like, who are you?
Now they're just coming up to me.
Like, what are the things that like, okay, it's like a positively
I'm not used to being, I'm not used to being
I mean, there's a ton of really nice people here. I've met a ton of nice people. There's some people who actually smile at me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's been times where I just feel like people give me a response because I'm Hispanic. Like, I've turned in applications, like job resumes and stuff like that, applications, and people just.
That's
like,
how it was.
And now, so, what's up?
Okay, so.
Pretty much all the different.
For example, like when we go to the health center or, like, even older ladies who work in the, like, dining services,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed, like, when I go sometimes, like when I go purchase something or like I go to the health center, they still give me like that look, like
a different set of opinions about how you
just should. Just going back, it's like you don't belong here. Mm-hmm. Like and like when I see like self, and I see they're like a couple of men just observing,
and they and like, you do not notice, like, jive. Caucasian student, what like, is it they still are able to do a lot to make you feel comfortable in spite of possible tension?
So it's him when you stay to the same watch, is that what you did?
The key,
right? Do you get that with students?
I feel a lot of people.
Is it more just
in those kind of the power spaces? Of listening to
it's a. Well, it's every now and then, so make sure of both. It's. Difference,
but
I would be. I would being say able to actively listen to just like random student strangers, concerns, know,
whether that be about
yeah.
just school give me
life
like,
or about.
So it feels that way.
Yeah.
In general, personally.
Had so many people like tell me like, oh, you look like that guy from
Professor, no matter who they were, being able to actively listen to that student's concerns would be
that like, look was shock and amazement. That wasn't
no, that's cool. It's it's just like it's kind of like
not being so
you know, like, it makes you feel like you really haven't seen like a ton of Hispanics around you.
Right.
I don't know, I feel like there could be like more programs of acceptance or like more programs who like more programs that show like more of the culture, because honestly, coming from LA and coming here, like Ohio's very boring in terms of culture. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so boring. Like, there's nothing to do. There's no music. There's no good food. It just, it's just plain.
By culture, you mean race, you mean culture. I understand what you're saying.
I just, I've been talking to a lot of people, and they keep on, especially like minorities, like they don't feel like they belong here.
So, but you do.
Like, for example,
see what I'm saying?
Someone coming up to me and asking me.
The researcher in me is wanting to push about that part. Where you're having your friends be like,
why do you have dread?
What
do they mean? Something like that, not to say.
So, what is. Can you talk to me about that 2016?
Not to necessarily say, like.
Well, I'm not sure if this kind of helps with your work, but I'm also what's the meaning behind it?
Like.
I was an activist in high school. I worked for two
so you're trying to be like chief counselor, you're trying to grab this, like, no, like, genuinely get to know the meaning.
So, are you connected then?
I was, but I kind of stopped going just because I really don't feel like I could relate to them.
Why is that?
I don't know, I guess, like, one, I'm, for example, like, I'm Hispanic and then I'm someone who's LGBT, so that makes me even more of a minority.
So I mean, minority within a minority?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I feel
can
like
you talk to me a little bit about like, what it's like been me. Like to you know be a student on campus?
Do I have to just say this campus?
Be, for example,
well,
a concern.
You know, we can start with this campus. And then we can talk about it in comparison to other campuses. Like Hispanic field. However that works is fine.
Yeah.
It's
a concern with this campus
that you don't think would be expressed.
It's mixed emotions. Mixed emotions. I love the school, but not.
I don't know. I guess overall, just I feel
I love
different.
The school because of the people I met.
You know, like back home, I'm all my friends and family.
Like the
human,
like
you
the students you met,
like
the
everyone knew.
Some faculty and like, mostly students.
I guess.
So what is it? What is mixed about that?
Here, I can't help but to feel like I'm still in the closet.
Really?
Which is some weird. You know, I came out, but coming
some areas,
different places.
Sometimes on
I
campus,
feel like, yeah, I feel like I can't be myself.
You can tell that it's
okay. What does that mean?
Just not.
I mean, to be honest,
I'm
only
to
like a handful
sometimes.
Of people.
Well, maybe like things like
as opposed to LA, I'm like, oh yeah, this is me. You know, this
I
is my
have to say maybe like internet.
Yeah, I don't
the internet. There's
but here it's like
call.
Well, I'm in a different environment.
And
you know, tell me like why
that.
I feel like I should just
that that it kind of just opened my eyes more
healthy way to live
to how. Like how so crazy mean, some people are on this campus.
Yeah. Talk to me more about that. Yeah, I'm using the
racist
things.
Yeah, some racist things they say.
Like
the past memorial. For
I mean, in reality, I wasn't
when they had his mom come to speak.
Yeah.
Some of the things they said, it was. It's just so disrespectful.
So talk to
that's,
me about
that's the really part about it. It's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell it's not just it's not just towards her.
Outright,
it was towards
outright.
Every
yeah.
person of color
that,
on campus.
That, what, why is that a fit for you? How does that
police.
Work?
I guess I really don't like think about it because when I go to bus,
talk
I don't even go with the intention of like, trying to make a difference.
Police
for the
and also
not precisely for
start,
myself.
Right. We'll come back to police in a second.
Okay.
I don't. I do want to. Eventually, just tell
were you
me
before
like
the
especially here.
Yak eye opening.
Just because I feel like I'm not lying to anyone. I'm just like being very dishonest to people, and that's not who I am.
Just like a
student. I appreciate that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So neither one way nor another.
Yeah.
And so when did the whole Yik Yak thing sort of hit you? This year or before?
No,
so it's part of it also. Two years ago.
I guess in a way, yeah, I would love to talk more to, like, bisexual people, that way I could, like, have more of an understanding. But, I just had a good one, but
because I've been I've been stopped by them for reasons that are very unknown, like, still to this day, I really don't know why people really didn't give me a real reason. No, they just would ask me questions, ask for my license and registration, and then that was it.
Because, like, I wanted to come to college to find more about myself. You know, they see college like place where you find yourself, but, like, coming from LA, coming to, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm losing myself.
Not that I don't believe you, I'm just looking for specifics.
One on campus, actually, I was walking. I was walking back to my car,
I feel like I took, like, steps backwards coming at night.
Okay, so you're walking at night.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just trying to, like...
Right, no, I got
you. I mean, it sucks, but then again, I feel like it's...
Just walking back to my car to get home,
and even my friends told me, like, you're probably just meds.
I think it was campus police pulled up on the side and asked where I was going.
That's a pretty good mindset.
And I didn't think it was necessary to ask.
It just goes back to the question, like, how...
I wasn't making any noises or anything, just walking home.
It's hard.
And they actually asked me for my license and for my license, and I was like, while I was walking.
You know, because even myself, I'm still like struggling with, like,
I asked him why, and he just said,
I want to see your license. Don't like using that label, because I'm still, like, very confused. You know what I mean? So I don't like using, labeling myself.
No, that's the weird part. You didn't ask for that.
That's not who I am. I mean, just asked for my it's a part of me, but it's not my full identity.
And he said, okay, and it back and left. I thought that was weird.
That's why, that's one of the reasons why I kind of don't tell people my sexuality right away, because I want them to get to know me first.
I'm not surprised, but
it's weird. That's never, I've been pulled over walking before, but that has never happened, where you just ask for my license and then draw off.
So, I've been pulled over walking on this campus.
I'll lead up to what you're talking about.
All right, so, I'm with you. Talk to me.
One of my good friends.
I was leaving.
How frequently would you say it happens?
Here.
Per semester.
And me and him discussed one time they get fined for
walking
in a public space on campus.
Right.
Because it insinuates gang activity.
You get pulled over for walking while black on campus. Once at least just for walk, these are the total numbers.
The first time I got
stopped,
and
these are the walking stops.
Walking stops, okay. Like at least once. Last semester it didn't happen, but the semester before last fall it happened. I would have to say once. The only semester was last semester.
Like, I didn't realize
you walk out at night. That's not HBCU.
No, it's not. But people, for some reason, people think it is. Like I said, it's a commuter college. So
police on campus.
You see, like, when you're going to class, like, you see the same 300 people in them classes. Because I was a freshman at the time. So, pretty much everybody was taking them same classes. So, the only time I would see a lot of different
students. Never got a ticket. Never given a reason why I was pulled over. One time.
A lot of times when I see with the white students,
that time, I didn't even know.
And
the reason
it,
we
like
gave
after
it was
two,
my license plate light was out, and I never even knew that was a thing. Like, until that day. And, like, I asked my mom, I asked my dad, and they were like, I didn't know we had lights on our license plates. But I guess we do. So.
It's rinky dink.
Yeah.
Do you get, and how often do you say you get pulled over in the surrounding community?
About three times.
Per semester?
Yeah.
So you get stopped by police 5 times per semester. Approximately.
Yeah.
Once while walking.
Yeah.
Once while driving on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 times per semester for driving off campus.
Yeah. And it's always at night. When driving, it's always at night.
And what happens when they pull you over?
Just normal things. They
walk me through it.
Well, usually, I think they're supposed to ask you how, like, what they're pulling you over for or whatever, but they come up, they ask where I'm going,
since of high school.
What
I would
where
say
I came
because
from, if I'm
I wouldn't
on
say
any drugs or alcohol, or
a
if
white
I have
student
anything
would say
in the
that.
Car.
I don't believe a white
answer's
student would say
always
that.
No.
But I do believe a black student would say
it. It has my ID, registration, handed over.
There's a lot.
They come back.
Have they given for you a white student to do point? On this
campus? There's no. A lot for okay. Like you don't no, have. I don't to get a call until you don't have to have after chance, I get like, my license and stuff person. Back. Or you don't have to have. So you don't have to be in advance. You're saying.
Most of the time, there is no call. So they just go, okay, I'm going to let you. One cop literally said, I'm going to let you off with a warning. And I said, a warning from tuition. What? And
I do pay tuitions, but.
A good chunk of
it. I do.
And I was so confused. You're in one of the two days. Because I was just wondering why I got pulled over. And then why did I get a warning?
It's true.
Right? But you are usually I don't demographic get a that we are trying to keep and make happy on this kind of, campus, right?
Are they trying to keep and make us happy?
I'm sorry, what?
What? I'm sorry, look.
What you might tell an incoming okay. freshman thing. I'm session
your book. Okay, okay.
What are the it's kinds not, of things you tell them to, like, negotiate?
Campus? Tries to come off as it is diverse and it's, you know, here for... the marginalized people
negotiate the things that
and I will say like it's not the worst it's not by far it's not the worst but there isn't a big effort to push for it like they think that, just because we have everything is okay
coming to the school
that's not true at all
if you're like from back home if you're
where's home
I'm from Cleet and like the inner city is bad so but if you're from the inner city and go to a suburb expect that. That's the best way I can put it. If you're in it, if you're from the inner city and you're black and you one day go to a suburb, if you're in a car walking, whatever, expect what you usually expect there.
Well, what are those things?
Just to be pretty much looked at as an outsider instead of a human being. Why are you here? You know you don't belong here. Things like that. So expect that, but also expect that there are people here that will help you. That especially students. There's a lot of us will definitely talk with you or things like that, or even help you out if you need tutoring. If you don't feel comfortable with a certain tutor, if you feel better with a certain race, we can do that. Things like that. There are some faculty on campus that are great to talk to in that sort of sense. They seem to all be in energy, which I guess says something.